Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago, and visit the NPR shop to pick up your Wait Wait tchotchkes. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Benno Nelson from Los Angeles, California.
Hey, Benno, how are you?
I'm doing well.
How are things in Los Angeles?
Oh, sunny as always.
I know.
And glorious.
Doesn't it get boring, though?
You know, the biggest effect it has is on my memory, I think, because I don't have seasons to mark the time.
Yes.
So I kind of forget when things happen.
Right. It's just one sort of omnipresent now.
Exactly.
Well, welcome to our show, Benno. Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on two of the limericks, you're a winner. Ready to play?
I am.
All right, here's your first limerick.
Without pause, TV's imagery streams, and it creeps through subconsciousness mind's streams. Then it pops up at night in a grandiose black and white. That's the shading of older folks'
dreams?
Yes. New research from Dundee University shows that the type of television you watched as a child has a huge effect on your dreams. People who grew up watching black and white TV frequently dream in black and white. Those raised with color TV or no TV dream in color. And the effects seem to be long-lasting. Subjects still dream in black and white 40 years later. Even newer research shows that viewers with TiVo are able to fast-forward through the ads in their dreams. Owners of high-definition TVs have nightmares about their poor size. And Netflix subscribers often have dreams they don't even remember ordering. And that end up sitting around undreamed for weeks because they're too embarrassed to send them back. All right, here's your next limerick.
With sad heart by the cut grass I'm kneeling. I say sorry and help with the healing. For Swiss vegetation has gained legislation that copes with some badly hurt
feelings?
Yes, feelings. It is now illegal to humiliate plants in Switzerland. Which means the Swiss can no longer call their plants names, pull off their petals while saying, he loves me not. Or give their lilies a wet willy. The ruling came after the Swiss decided that all wildlife, quote, has innate value and that it is morally wrong to partake in activities such as the decapitation of wildflowers. Under the new ruling, lawn mowing will be considered punishable, and all bonsai owners will have to make sure their plants have signed a consent form. All right, here's your last limerick.
My husband is duly distressed about this finding he'd not like to test. Coffee places demands on my mammary glands. More than 3 cups a day shrinks my...
breast?
Yes. Swedish oncologist Helena Jernström was researching a link between breast size and cancer rates. She made a remarkable discovery. Drinking large amounts of coffee makes women's breasts smaller. But she emphasized coffee fans should not panic. She says, quote, coffee-drinking women do not have to worry. Their breasts will shrink to nothing overnight. They will get smaller, but the breasts aren't just going to disappear, unquote. For growing your breasts, she recommends a case of beer to be drunk by the guy who's looking at you. Carl, how did Benno do in our quiz?
Benno was great, Peter. 3 correct answers. Benno, you win our prize.
Well done, sir, Benno.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for playing.
Thank you. It was an honor and privilege.
An honor and privilege to have you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I love coffee. I love tea. I love the job I drive and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the job and